Ugh, I tell you, the weather has gone absolutely horrible today. It's been cold and wet and rainy and brr. Yes, brr. I don't mind autumn, but I prefer the sunny days when it's, you know, okay, I don't like the brightness, but, oh, look, I'm allowed to be picky about the kind of weather we have. So there. Yeah. Anyway, the kiddies are happy, they like the heater. And Isis Puss decided it would be fun to lose her collar, so I had to go and institute a small child that's just moved on to the estate. I'm like, oi, kids, if you see my cat's collars, just, you know, let me know. 5 minutes later, he trundles in, he's got Isis's little collar on. I did discover something, though, because I'd been wondering how she was getting in. And what she does when she's coming in of an evening is she'll headbutt the door. And if you hit it hard enough, even with the cat flap in it, the door will open. This pleases her. So basically, she has no concept of what the magnet is around her neck for at all, and is instead using brute force and or risk of concussion / brain hemorrhage in order to get in of an evening. So I've dried her collar, wiped off all the oil from underneath the car that she was wandering about under. I've taken the magnet off because, frankly, she doesn't need it. And now she jangles! I can actually locate my cat. Sari is not this intelligent, so she gets to keep the magnet. Damn. Anyway, this pleases me. As a result, Isis is like, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes, I'm naked, I love you, I love you. What do you mean, where did my collar go? I've tightened it up a bit as well, so hopefully she'll be okay. But yeah, so it's just been the girls kind of, they snooze a lot during the day. They just lie on the bed or on the sofa. Or on the windowsill and just lie there. Actually, Sari is doing a lot better. Her bald patch is now black, in that kind of, you know, stubbly skin is sort of going to be taken over by hair shortly. So I'm still treating her for a ringworm. It is clearing quite a bit, even though she's still losing hair. So we're getting there. I've told her if she gets flows again, I'm going to shoot her. It's good to love my cat. Anyway, but yeah, so that's good. Credit card aside, I'm out of debt, which is good. It's Monday, which is not good. And I've been doing runs with my guildies and my best friends. There's a bunch of ex-guildies that we raid with, and we've been doing achievement runs for the red proto-drake. Because it's red and it's shiny and it's a mount. Yeah, I know. So we've been doing that and I still haven't got my Kodo, which upsets me. But, you know, could be worse. Brewfest is officially over today. Thank you, finally. Normal service resuming. I'm not raiding until, like, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, which pleases me greatly. I've got the week to do what I want. I've been playing with the blog. I've been... Should make stuff. I think we're doing Nags tomorrow, which would be even better because I've still got bits I haven't done, like Hagen and stuff, so that's good. But yeah, so that's awesome. And Kitty is just kind of frolicking this evening. They keep coming in and out and in and out and in and out. Oh dear, you can't keep him still. Anyway, I wouldn't mind, but I keep waking up in the morning and there's like Sari Puss, she either sleeps on me, because I am warm, or she'll stand on my nightstand and stare at me, sort of little feet in front of her and tail swishing gently, and she's like, wake up, human, wake up, I know you fed me 3 hours ago, but get up, I want my second breakfast, arise from thy pit and serve me. This doesn't work completely. I will get up, but I won't feed her because she's a pig. So, yeah, and then she goes and hides in the box, which means I can't medicate her, which means I have to go and pick up the what's it box, tip it upside down, and sort of watch her fall out in a pile of gangly limbs. And, you know, she's like, oh, hang on, that's cheating. You're not allowed to do that. So, all fun in my household. Anyway. I'm going to go and do other stuff now, so bye-bye.